He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
T, what are we going to do now?
I'm not sure.
Maybe we should go to Mr. Barrington and just tell him what happened.
Do you know how much trouble I'll be in?
But you just saved the whole campus from getting blown up. Maybe he'll cut you a little slack.
No, I've got to figure something out on my own, and then promise never to use my powers without studying the superhero first.
Sounds like a reasonable plan.
Wait a minute. Studying the superhero. I've got to get to Hero Hall Library.
What, to find a book on copycat?
No. Mr. Barrington gave me special access to a computer program with top-secret info on all superheroes, so I could study their powers.
If only you would have done a load of research on Copycat before you tapped into her powers.
You're starting to sound like Bracelet, Chloe.
Sorry.
Come on, let's go! I'm walking as fast as I can. I think Mr. Barrington must have flat feet.
That is way too much information.
Tell me about it. Can't wait to get back to my old self.
Oh my god, stop!
What?
Isn't that Mr. B heading this way?
OMG, it is!
Here, my backpack. Put it in front of your face.
Ah, Miss Green. Lovely day.
Hello, Mr. Barrington. Yes, it is. Just lovely. Just on the way to Hero Hall.
Study time, eh? Good for you. And is that Mr. Reynolds behind you? But then again, how could it be? I believe he's down in the platform meeting Chancellor Bittlesback.
Right. So it's not Seth. It's Blake Winslow, sir. We're doing this little experiment for class where he has to keep his face hidden behind my backpack and trust my direction walking across campus.
I see. Definitely sounds like one of Mrs. Thalberg's lessons.
Exactly. Crazy Mrs. Thalberg. Well, we better get going, sir.
On your way, then. I wasn't aware that Mr. Winslow had flat feet.
Okay. That was close.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Yeah, I'm down in the tunnel, Mr. Barrington, near the platform. I can hear the air rail arriving.
Good, Seth. Thank you for being there.
I had a slight hiccup with my schedule and a few run-ins on campus, but I'm on my way.
It's rolling in, Mr. B.
Airway arriving. Keep your distance and stay behind the yellow line.
And any second now, the cloaking shield should disappear. And, yep. I see the air rail, sir. Wow, she's a beauty.
Wonderful. Greet Chancellor Biddlespack with a smile and help her with her things. I'll be there shortly.
You got it, sir. Sir, how do I pronounce her name again?
Biddlespack.
Biddlespack?
Biddlespack.
Biddlespack. Got it.
And remember to address her as Chancellor.
Door's opening.
Mrs. Biddlespit?
It's Biddlespack. Chancellor Biddlespack, young man. And who might you be?
Seth Reynolds.
Are you the greeting committee?
Yes, ma'am. Wow, you look just like...
Don't say her name. Unfortunately, it can't be helped.
Oh, snap. You sound just like her, too.
Snap.
It's just a saying. So, there are two of you?
If by two you mean twin, then yes.
Wow.
Somehow I get the feeling my sister's never won Teacher of the Year.
Miss Fernsby's okay, I guess.
Where's Mr. Barrington?
Running late, ma'am. I mean, Chancellor. But he's on his way. Can I help you with your bags?
I don't know. Can you?
Sure.
I mean to point out that the question should be, may I help you with your bags, not can. May is used when you need to ask permission to do something. Can is asking if something is possible.
You definitely sound like Miss Fernsby. Why don't I just grab them?
By yourself? There are so many.
No problem. I got this.
Yes, I'm afraid you might.
See, I control sound. I can manipulate it into matter. Right now, I'm forming sound waves to scoop up all your stuff.
Well, I don't think my luggage has ever been scooped up before. But there's a first time for everything, isn't there?
Follow me, Mrs. Biddlespit.
Biddlespack. And at this point, what other choice is there?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Come on, Chloe. That's Mrs. Chapel sitting at a desk.
Hey, Mrs. Chapel. Are there any library study rooms available?
I'm afraid they're all taken, Chloe.
Oh.
Maybe you and your friend can check back in a few hours?
Sure.
You look strangely familiar to me, young man, but I've never seen you around here before.
Really? Chloe, we don't have a few hours. Someone's bound to catch on to the fact that I'm an imposter.
So now what?
No idea. Wait a minute.
There's that look.
Chloe, I'm Mr. Barrington, right?
Yeah, but the teenage version.
Yeah, but young or old, I still have the same fingerprints.
Tara, that's genius. With Mr. Barrington's access, we can gain entry to one of the faculty study rooms.
Come on, there's a scanner near the private faculty elevator over there. Here it is. In goes my hand. Getting scanned, and...
Mr. Barrington, access granted.
Chloe, we're in!
Calling private elevator for Mr. Barrington. Power University Headmaster.
Did I hear Mr. Barrington's name?
Yes, Miss Fernsby. I think he may be near the faculty elevator, ma'am.
Mr. Barrington?
Mr. Barrington.
Oh, my God. T. It's Miss Fernsby.
Oh, seriously?
Yoo-hoo. Mr. Barrington, may I have a word?
She's heading straight towards us.
Mr. Barrington.
Chloe, we are so busted.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. It's from WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time-space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.